That was fun. I love surprising episodes. I think I get a little nervous sometimes when I look at people or I first meet people, I'm like, oh, you're a professional talker. And I'm not sure what to expect. And then it just, you know, I like control. I don't know if you know that or not, but I like to control what's going to happen. I had no idea. And it was just a great episode. Those are like thrilling episodes to me when it just goes somewhere.
You've had a couple of those where your notes have said one thing and the conversation has taken a detour that we've just loved.
Welcome to the News Nirvana podcast. I'm your host, Nick Parker. The News Nirvana podcast features conversations with media professionals from across the country, highlighting our ever-evolving business models and showcasing the strong and effective journalism produced each and every day. This podcast is made possible to you by the generosity of Blox Digital. Blox Digital empowers content producers to connect with their worldwide audiences at scale and continuously transform to achieve their business goals. Contact Blox Digital today to learn more about how they can help you thrive, and you can connect with them at BloxDigital.com. Hello and welcome back to the News Nirvana podcast. I'm your host, Nick Parker. We're going to do things different. This is the last episode of our 2023 season. We thought we'd change things up a bit. With me is, you know what? You've heard me refer to her before. It's my overlord. It's Cherry Wolf, the producer and marketing manager from Blox Digital, the people who make this podcast possible. They let me play around and talk to people in the news media industry all over the country, even a little bit across the border up in Canada. Cherry, welcome.
Thank you. So still don't want to be your overlord, dude.
Well, look, you know, you guys make it possible.
Yes, that's true.
We thought it would be fun. You actually said you wanted to flip the tables and try to make me uncomfortable as a host, which I think is fun. And then you tried to back out of the idea, which makes it even more fun for me. But I think it's a good idea for people to know who you are, who's the person kind of really running the show behind the scenes. But also, you're the one who reaches out to guests. You go find the guests. You reach out to them, ask them to come on and play with me in my little sandbox here. So just tell everybody a little bit about who you are. What do you do at Blox Digital?
So I am marketing media manager here at Blox Digital. I've been here for about 7 years, and I do everything from social media posts to writing case studies to producing our podcast. And my favorite part of my job is that I get to tell people's stories. So that's why I love the podcast, is that we get people on and they can tell their story. They can tell what they're doing that's working and where they've come from, and it's the best part.
I think that's really cool that you love that it's about storytelling, because I mean, that's the whole reason why I do this, right? I do this show, why I do other, you know, other podcasts that I host, or even ones that I just, where I'm you, I just produce, I sit in the background and help other people do their shows. You know, that's my full-time gig, but I love that. Like, I just want people, I want to find good stories. I want to help them tell them. It's different than when I was a print reporter. I've said it over and over on this show. I'm an old print guy. That's how I started, but it's a different kind of storytelling. I like getting into it. So I'm glad that you kind of have the same feel and the same attitude about it, because what we're doing, I think, in an era where the news media is not as well loved as it used to be, as it should be, or and not even loved. You don't have to love us, you know, but I think we're still digging for that respect we used to have, or we thought we had. And there are groups actively out to, you know, to push on us and to discredit what we do. And I think this is a great opportunity to push back, to reach out to people all across the country. What are you doing? How are you producing the news? How are you collecting these stories? How are you telling the stories? And most importantly, reminding everybody, it's a business too. We got to make money. And how are you doing things to bring in revenue so that you can keep producing the news? You can keep telling these stories from whatever community it is you're covering.
Yeah, one of the things I want to brag about Blox Digital is that that's our backbone, is helping local media survive and thrive and finding those revenue sources and those solutions. And it's really cool to be able to see those stories come to life because of our solutions.
That, yes, I agree. And as a user, I do also have a local news thing. I use Blox Digital. Hey, you guys have been awesome, though. You don't. You have even requested, actually, that we not make this podcast a sales piece for Blox Digital. You just kind of help make it happen, and sometimes you come in. We've even interviewed some people from your company over the 2 years we've done this show. But you've asked to be kind of subtle about it, which I think is great. And you've made it about the media organizations that we're talking to and the people we're talking to. It's been a great show.
It has been. Yeah, it really has.
I don't want to talk past tense. We got more. There's another season coming.
Oh, I know. True. Right. We're going on to season 3.
So I'm actually going to let you take over now. Because this was originally your idea, even though you tried to back out of it. This was your original idea. You're like, I want to come be host for a day.
You've been trying to get me to come on camera and be on the show for the 2 years we've been running. So here I am.
Hey, now it's yours. Take over.
All right, Nick. Last season, we had 20 episodes. We've got 39 total and 47 guests, which I think is really cool.
Do we get so used to 21? It's 21 episodes, and you're the 41st guest.
Will be the 40th episode. Yeah, yeah. All right. So Nick, let's talk about your favorites. You said you had a list.
I do. I made a list, and I want to tell you, it was hard. So I tried to do this for the big shows that I help do, and to narrow down is tough. So I just started writing. Okay, I like this episode. I like this episode. I did narrow it to 10. I don't have any order to them.
Okay.
But I'm gonna start with I'm gonna start with the most recent episode we did.
Okay.
Jordan Burrell on from Burrell Associates. I had no idea how that show was gonna go going in.
Yeah.
He's a charismatic guy. He's all about advertising trends and searching for the ways, you know, so that the organizations can go make their money, right? What are the things that the advertisers want?
Yeah, I thought he was going to be all about numbers and research.
I had no idea what to expect, and that turned out to be super fun.
That episode, I walked away from that going, I love my job even more.
Yeah.
Getting to tell those stories, I was like, yeah, my skill set and what I do, like, it just felt so good.
I think that's a recurring theme. One of the reasons I think you and I keep going back to this, though, is there are so many people you talk to, like, oh yeah, they love this job. And it just, yeah. You can't hear some of these people talk and not, I guess, you know, be, you know, kind of reaffirmed into what you're doing and the importance of what you're doing and how much fun it can be to produce the news. And he's not he's not anymore. He's not, you know, he's not in a newsroom anymore. He's not running a news organization. He's helping news organizations. But when you talk to him, he's still talking like he's a, you know, he's a news guy. He's like, yeah, they're for emails, but I write headlines every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he had great stories and what a background to lead to what he's doing now.
That was a really good episode.
That was fun. I love surprising episodes. I think I get a little nervous sometimes when I look at people or I first meet people, I'm like, oh, you're a professional talker. And I'm not sure what to expect. And then it just, you know, I like control. I don't know if you know that or not, but I like to control what's going to happen. I had no idea. And it was just a great episode. Those are like thrilling episodes to me when it just goes somewhere.
You've had a couple of those where your notes have said one thing and the conversation has taken a detour that we just loved.
Yeah. What was one you can think of there? What's another one? Like,
oh man, what was another one?
You know, Ryan Dorn, we had him. That was,
he was great.
It was another one I kind of didn't know what to expect because he's, you know, he's a sales expert.
He's a consultant. Yeah. He's a
consultant. He, you know, he hosts, the niche media conventions. I don't think he calls them conventions, but I do. You know, but he hosts. So again, it was like I know he's got a story to tell, but I always worry, like, can I get him to do something a little different? And I didn't even really have to try. He was just super easy to talk to, a lot of fun, and he had great insight. And I actually left out of there like, oh, wait a minute. I've got.
Yeah, some. You had some homework.
I felt a little bit like I had homework to go do better at my own job, but that was a great one. That was episode 28, or no, I'm sorry, 27.
27. Along the same lines was when Guy came on, Guy Tasaka, episode 28, came on to talk about fast channels and ended up talking about all of this video technology.
Right. Right. And that was fun. And here's where we're going to get to really why I like this. I think it's a harder show probably for you to produce because we don't have a narrow focus at all.
Mm-mm.
We're talking to everybody in the industry, whether they're on the editorial side, the business side, whatever, the C-suite. I mean, one of our first guests was the VP at the Seattle Times. It's television, it's radio, it's print, it's digital. No matter where they're at in the business, we're kind of talking to all of them. So it probably makes it a little difficult for you to try to harness, but I like that we're talking to all of them. We get all these different things. I mean, Guy, you know, we were like, oh, here's an IT nerdy guy. What's he going to have to say? And we want to talk about this. And we went a whole other direction on video technology that was, to me, eye-opening about where we came from and where we're going with the technology.
Yeah. Yeah, Guy stopped by our booth at NAB at the National Association of Broadcasters show in April, and I was like, come be on our podcast.
And he was great. Yeah. So tell me a little bit. I know I'm supposed to let you be in charge, but tell me a little bit, because you went to a couple of conferences in the last 6 months, maybe?
Yeah.
You got a bunch of our guests from these things.
I did. Yeah. That's, you know, we started this show in September of 2021. So every episode had COVID on the brain. COVID, COVID, COVID. We couldn't get away from it. This year has been AI. We can't get away from that. But one of the things, the reason I bring up COVID is because post-COVID, now we're going back to in-person shows and events. Those connections that you make there are just incredible for listening to people and what they bring to the table. And it's like, oh, there's something there. You got to come on our show. So we were at Mega Conference for America's Newspapers. We were at NAB. We had our own event in June where we pulled quite a few people and said, come talk about what you experienced. Like Mike Cassetta and Richard Marquez from Rev Content came and chatted. We actually, that was the episode that they did on site. Yeah. From the hotel room.
Right.
They were worried they were going to get kicked out of the room. But so there's just been that personal connection has made all the difference for getting people to come to our show, which I'm not saying, like, don't avoid me at the shows. If you see me, I promise to get, I won't attack you right away. But there is a power in being in person together.
No, I agree. And it was, you know, it was when we launched, you're right, everything was COVID, everybody was remote. And I think there were a lot of podcasts launched during that time. So it was harder to stand out. And now that you're out and about, you get to find new people, but that's what those conventions are for, right? You're supposed to connect with people and how can we all work together? And, you know, I love those things just as a storyteller, right? You walk into that room and, oh, there's 150 stories I could get in the next 20 minutes.
Yeah. So at NAB, I was lucky enough to be a guest at the mentorship in women's radio event. And there I met several women and one of them was Lori Flowers. And so I reached out to her and I was like, hey, do you want to come be on our podcast? And it was incredible because she came and talked about the power of partnerships in radio and things they're doing there. We just got to hear a whole different side.
That might be, I didn't rank them, but that might be in my top three from this year.
It was one of my top three.
She was fantastic. Look, just her vision kind of for how things can work, her enthusiasm for it. And also just that, you know, kind of a clear mission for how to partner with people, how to create content that helps you and your partners. It's something we're all, as news orgs, we're all trying to figure out how to do that and how to be effective at it. And it was just, she had a really good kind of approach to it. I thought that came across clear and gave me some ideas to use, even though I'm not a radio person and she's from a radio group, but gave me some thoughts of how I can, you know, I can help. And I'm hoping that other people, you know, that were listening, oh yeah, we can do that too.
Yeah, she was great. Lots of good ideas there. That was definitely in my top three.
Well, that's, I think, a good segue into, okay, let's look ahead, because we got a week left of 23.
We're recording this.
Right. And we're going to jump into 24. What are you looking forward to? Because I know that there are some people and some organizations that you met at those conventions. There's people you've been talking to just in the normal routine of your other marketing life with Blocks. What are some topics you think we're going to try and hit in the next year, or that you want to make sure we hit?
Oh man, I'm really excited because we're going to reach out to Lori again and get some of her colleagues from that mentorship group to come on and talk about mentoring women in local media. So that's a very important thing for me personally. I think that we should be mentoring each other. So I'm excited that we're going to have them back on. Julia Campbell from Local Media Association is coming to talk about the really cool things they're doing with sponsored content and collaborations. And we got Bob Rose from St. Louis Post-Dispatch coming to talk about what he's doing. I don't think he's quite retired, but he's gone a different direction with his life. And it's really exciting to hear what he's doing now. So those are the ones I can think of.
He's got a lot of insight, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Into how we can do things from the editorial side, right? And working with partners. I think that's going to be, and for those that love my theory that the best writers, the best storytellers come through sports, he's another sports guy. And I don't, yeah, you know, I have trouble as a Kansas City man. I have trouble promoting the St. Louis guys, but he had a great career with the Post-Dispatch.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay. It'll be a good episode.
It hurts to be so nice.
But you're so good at it. And then, you know, we've had the occasional Blocks Digital employee on our show as well to talk about what's coming up and what we're seeing in the industry. And so we'll probably have one of our product managers on to talk about what we're doing with AI. So, well,
it's still a weird subject for everybody. And that's why, even though, you know, we say it's come up in every conversation almost during 23. I mean, I without specifically listening to all of it, there might have been one or two that we didn't talk about it, but I don't think there was. It's just there. Everybody's trying to figure out what it is, how we can use it to be better, to be more efficient. What are the rules going to be? That was one of my favorite one where we had, you know, Colin and Ethan on, and Colin's like, well, you know, we started with making rules, but they were the rules for us. Everybody's got to figure out what the rules are for themselves and those parameters of how to use it and when to use it. But theirs was go find the people that want to. You know, that was really, I think.
Yes. Yeah. That was a really good point that he made.
He didn't say cult of the willing, but it was something like that.
Following of the willing.
Yeah, but I think, you know, I mean, that's the thing. He's like, you can't start this conversation and these efforts with people that are don't want it and are already against it. You've got to find people who want to explore it and want to find, you know, find out what it is and how to use it. Start there, then work on your parameters of when and how. And then everybody's excited about it, scared of it, maybe a combination of both, which I think is fine. But that was, I think that was a great, plus they are two different approaches to it, but they were, they had the same goal. Both Colin and Ethan had the same goal in mind, which I thought that was one of my favorite episodes. But again, kind of back to that, AI was ever, even, it was just a part of all these different conversations. I mean,
yes.
The advertising side, how do we use it? The business side, how do we use it? The editorial side, how can we use it?
How do we not use it?
Yeah, and I'm curious, what's the, you know, what's that thing gonna be in the next year?
Yeah,
is it the same? Is that gonna be the same underlying kind of thing, or are there other topics? The News Nirvana podcast is made possible by the generosity of Blocks Digital. Blox Digital empowers content producers to connect with their worldwide audiences at scale and continuously transform to achieve their business goals. Contact Blox Digital today to learn more about how they can help you thrive. Connect with them at BloxDigital.com. I will say, I want to, you know, one of my favorite episodes of the year was early on, and you guys probably don't want me to say it, but it was you. We were just talking about blocks. But Aaron and Tony, your direct boss, Aaron Gillette and Tony Bangert, and I'm sorry, Ciaro?
Yep. Chief Revenue Officer.
They came on when you rebranded, when you launched the Blox Digital brand. And they just kind of told the story of how they went through the process.
Yeah, we did
rebranding and then launching. And while it was a specific story about yourselves, I thought it was a great lesson for anybody who's doing a rebrand. And there are a lot of people doing rebranding or thinking that maybe it's time to rebrand. So it was a good lesson. And they're both great guests too. I mean, just really open, genuine guests. It was a lot of fun. And it was a good topic.
Yeah. It was an exciting time around here.
You guys are so excited. But that's how you know you did it right. You know, if you can have the whole team excited about it and believing in it, that's when you know you did it right. When everyone buys in.
We're going to be celebrating the 1-year anniversary here coming up pretty soon. And I'm really proud of that project.
Are you planning a party? Is there going to be an anniversary party?
I'm pushing for one. It was a lot of work, but it's been really well received, and it's really reflected who we are. What are you looking forward to in the coming year? What kind of topics do you want to have on?
I mean, I know this is going to be kind of boring and bland. I just want to tell more stories. My favorite part of this is that it's all of the different, you know, pieces of the puzzle, right? It's from every component of news production. So I'm looking forward to that. We've talked about, you know, with our LMA guest that we're maybe going to split that into a couple, of episodes. So, you know, they're doing some work to really help some of the minority publications, some of the black owned or LGBTQ owned, news organizations, what they're doing to help them. Cause it's a little harder. It's a little different for them. I'm interested to hear those stories and to hear what's happening to support them. You know, I'm hoping we get a couple more of maybe some of the smaller organizations too. I like to hear what the local media, the hyper-local media is doing.
Yes.
Use that term. Yeah. Is hyper-local an old term now?
Maybe, but.
I like hearing what they're doing. I always feel like I want to help them. I want to give them, here's a great guest with some ideas, some things that can, you know, success stories that you can take to go to yours. You know, on the flip side, I'd love to get you know, another guest like Alan from the C-suite of some of the bigger news organizations. What are they doing? You know, we don't get to talk to them as much to hear what they're facing and what they're doing as technology changes, the workforce changes, the metropolitan communities that they cover, how are they changing and what are they doing? You know, just getting the news out is harder now in some ways than it was, even though we have all of this great, you know, digital stuff and ways to send it to our audience. It's sometimes it's harder to get it there and to get it to where people are gonna, you know, read it, view it.
I really love how we've had students come on the show with their advisors from some of the journalism schools.
Yeah, I'd like
That's
to do
that. That's been really fun.
I'd love to do that again. I think we've had three different college episodes over the two seasons.
Yeah.
Four episodes because we split one. One was so long this season that we split it into two. But that was interesting because it was a small 4-year university advisor, an advisor from a community college. So I think it got kind of two different viewpoints, but they also had a lot of the same things they were dealing with and trying to do.
So it would be great to have a C-suite on who brings along one of their on the ground reporters or like newer to the workforce employees, so we can hear both perspectives.
Yeah. I think that'd be, that would be really, kind of reminds me of the, what was the, when we hit the Richmond Times. Reporter and publisher, I believe. That wasn't technically 23, but it was during this second season. I think that what we're looking for, and if people are listening, what we're really looking for is just, what are you guys doing? What are you doing to produce the news every day, to be profitable and to cover your communities?
And even what challenges are you guys facing?
Yeah.
Maybe then we can find somebody who's faced that challenge and come up with a solution.
Absolutely. You know, I was lucky enough earlier in my career. I was a division director for one of the chains. And part of my job, it was really cool, was just to talk to editors and publishers and sales managers throughout the group around the country. I collect their success stories, because if they found a solution to this problem in, you know, northern New York, well, the guy in, you know, Louisiana can do that too. Like, it, the solutions can operate in different communities. You just have to, you have to see them and then tweak them to fit your area. And so I love that we can do that kind of same thing through this show.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Well, Cherry, here's the biggest question I have for you. Why do you keep doing this? Why do you let me do it?
I love this show. It is one of my favorite projects. I love the way that you interact with people. I could make a bingo card based on your references to being an old newspaper guy and sports being better. But I also
Save myself. Thanks.
I just love the way that you're able to get people to talk about the things that they're doing right. And there's so many different facets of our industry that it's always different and always unique and always the same. So I just love it.
That sounds weird, but I think that I like the way you put that, because that's it. I can't add to it. Like, Cherry just gave the drop quote. That's all it is.
The what?
You just gave the drop quote.
The drop quote? Always different, but always the same.
Well, look, I'm just going to, as we wrap here, I'm just going to say thanks. Thanks again for letting me do this for a couple of years. We're going to do it for another year at least. We'll be back in a few weeks. We're recording this the end of 23. This is posting the beginning of 24, but we'll be back with season 3. A lot more stories from our industry to tell. If you want to be a part of it, if you think you've got the story that we need to tell, reach out to Cherry. How can they do that?
Easiest is to find me on LinkedIn, Cherry Wolf at Blocks Digital, or you can send me an email, cwolf@blocksdigital.com.
And you can listen to us, the News Nirvana podcast, on all of those podcast apps. Whichever one's your favorite, we're there. I think you can even like tell your Alexa device to listen to us. It's really weird.
That's sweet. NewsNirvana.com. That's the easiest.
Go to the website, NewsNirvana.com. We're on YouTube. We're on all those other apps. Give us a listen. Reach out to us. Let us know if you've got a good story to tell from the industry. We will get back to you, because we want to tell those stories. Thanks, Cherry.
Thanks, Nick. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. That'll wrap us up for this episode. We'll talk to everybody in 2024. The News Nirvana podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or most any of your favorite podcast apps. The News Nirvana podcast is made possible by the generosity of Blocks Digital. Connect with them at blocksdigital.com. The News Nirvana podcast is produced by Fredcasts. Think, speak, act, listen.